Hi there, and welcome to our podcast, and thank you for joining us for our episode on resource guarding. So I have a funny story to share with you. I have a brand new puppy, and I have discovered that he is a resource guarder. So you'd be surprised that a puppy that is 8 or 9 weeks old can suddenly display resource guarding. So a lot of people figure this out when they go to give their puppy something really delicious for the first time, such as an esophagus stick or a turkey neck or something like that. And suddenly your little fluffy, sweet puppy is snarling and growling at you when you go near him or try to take something away. So if that is something you've experienced, or maybe you have a friend who's experienced that, please share this episode with them. So what does resource guarding look like? Well, your dog or puppy could suddenly freeze when they have something that they find very valuable. They could growl, snarl, snap, or even bite. And one of the things that they can do with their food is they can really consume it very, very quickly. And that can definitely be a sign of resource guarding. So that was one of the things my puppy was doing, was really just he was eating his food so quickly that I started to put it in a slow feeder. And then one day I actually did give him a turkey neck and just casually went near him for some reason, and I got the snarling and snapping. So, it's always surprising, and I think it can really, throw you for a loop if that's something that you've experienced. So, anyways, yes, those are some of the signs that you might see in a dog that is feeling like they need to guard whatever they have. So why are they doing this? Well, believe it or not, this is actually a very normal behavior, and it's not your dog being bad or dominant or spoiled. Oftentimes, this is a genetic behavior, and it's something that's very adaptive. So if your dog lived in the wild, of course, they would, really survive quite well if they were able to guard their food and their space and their mates and that sort of thing. So it's quite a normal adaptive behavior. So please don't punish your dog or get angry with them, because they just need to learn that this is something that doesn't work well in our world, and it's really not necessary. So dogs can guard food, space, items, people. And when I say items, I mean any type of items. So you would be surprised at the strange things that dogs will guard that they somehow feel are valuable. So dogs can guard Kleenexes, various things that drop on the floor. I've heard of dogs guarding paper clips. What someone shared with me is that there were, during COVID, there's been a lot of masks discarded on the ground, and their dog would guard those. So yeah, dogs can guard a variety of things. They can guard space, such as your bed, their beds, couches, different things like that. In terms of treating resource guarding, I would highly recommend that you work with a positive trainer. This is important because the process can take a while, and it's important that you're supported by somebody who understands behavior and is going to work with you and your dog in a positive, reinforcing way. So the treatment that is typically prescribed is desensitization and counter conditioning. So when you talk to a trainer, ensure that that is what they're going to be using to help you work with your dog. Before you start working with a trainer, or even before you contact your trainer, what you could do, just to help, make things really clear for you and for the trainer that you're speaking with, is make a list of the things that you've noticed your dog guards, and also include things such as, when those things are happening, how far away do you need to be? So what is the radius at which you can approach your dog when they have those guarding items that they start to display, you know, those freezing or growling behaviors? Have you noticed that you can come from a different angle towards your dog and they will suddenly display those behaviors? So keep a little journal of things that you've noticed, and that will really help you work well with your trainer, and also let your trainer know, you know, what type of body language and displays of behavior you're noticing in your dog. You know, are they growling and snapping? Have they actually bitten you or someone in your family? It's really important to share that with your trainer. So if you have a multi-dog household and you've noticed these types of behaviors amongst your dogs, again, this is fairly common and fairly normal, and it can be stressful for us and for our dogs. So some of the things that you can do is ensure that you're feeding your dogs in separate spaces. So I feed one of my dogs in the kitchen and the other dog in the living room. The other thing you can do is actually use barriers or put up baby gates or exercise pens just to keep them apart so that you're not going to experience a potential fight over resources or bones or anything that they might be guarding from each other. So the other thing to be really cautious of is, you know, if they're guarding toys and spaces and things like that, is just really, you know, manage the situation until you can work with a positive trainer. So if you have a puppy, it's very important to work on guarding prevention with puppies. Now, researchers have shown that there seems to be a correlation between body handling and resource guarding. So one of the things you can definitely do with your new puppy is lots of body handling, and have multiple people doing the body handling as well as children. So the other things that you can try are chew bone exchanges. You can have your puppy eating their food, and then what you do is you walk by and drop more delicious food into their bowl, so that you approaching their food bowl equals something good and positive. Something else you can try is to sit on the floor with your pup and hold their chew bone or their bully stick or whatever they have to chew on. Actually hold it in your hand while they're chewing it. So bite inhibition is something important to work with your puppy on. So teaching them to bite softly before teaching them not to bite at all is really important for teaching your puppy a bite pressure, which is bite inhibition. So these are some of the very important things that you can do with your puppies to help prevent guarding and also to get them used to body handling. All right. Well, thank you for joining us for today's short little episode on resource guarding. So remember, please reach out to a positive trainer or a vet behaviorist if you have concerns about your dog's guarding behavior. And in terms of this podcast, if you have any ideas for tips and tricks, training that you would like to hear, please feel free to reach out to me by email at hello@daisydogtraining.ca. So thanks again for joining us, and have a great day or a great evening.